Hello, how are you today? Nice to see you again. This is Shane. Today, I'm going to read you a very short story titled Mary. It's a cute little girl, but she has the essence of things. It's really cute. Let's start reading about Mary. Mary is a little girl. She is only 5 years old. She is not at school. She doesn't know how to read or write. But her sister Joan is a schoolgirl. She is 10. She knows how to read and write. One day, Joan sees her little sister in the room. She's at the table. There is a pencil in her hand. She is writing. "What are you writing, Mary?" she asks. "I'm writing to my friend, Rose." "But how can you? You don't know how to write," says her sister. "Well," says Mary, "it doesn't matter. Rose doesn't know how to read either." Cute, huh? So cute. Okay, let's see. Mary, M-A-R-Y, Mary. Mary is a very popular girl's name in the West. Very, very popular, especially in the olden time. Right now, not so many young girls are called Mary. But 20, 30 years ago, a lot of Marys around. She is 5 years old. In New Zealand and Australia, you go to primary school the day you turn 5. So you go to kindergarten or kindy from 3 years old. 3 to 5 years old is kindy time. So Mary has a big sister who is 10. 10 means 10 years old. Joan is her sister's name, who is 10 years old, and she knows how to read and write. And let's see, pencil, pencil. C 是发 S 的音, pencil. So in New Zealand, if you use pencil to draw up anything, say contract, or you use pencil to sign your signature, it's not legal. It's not legal to use pencil on anything important. I guess because pencil, you can rub it off, I guess. Okay, Rose, R-O-S-E, Rose. 当这个字呢不是大写的时候, it means 玫瑰. It's a beautiful flower.玫瑰 is really beautiful, and the smell of roses is beautiful too. 当然在葡萄酒里面有一种酒叫做 Rosé, Rosé, 玫瑰色的。一般 Rosé 呢它是比白葡萄酒颜色深一点点，但它不像红葡萄酒颜色那么深，它是玫瑰 Rosé。Mary is writing something to her friend. Mary doesn't know how to write. Mary says it's okay because her friend doesn't know how to read either. Cute, huh? That's a really good spirit. I hope you enjoy the story, and I hope it has been helpful to improve your listening skill. See you next time. Ciao.